12,234 Illini fans packed into the Assembly Hall for the last game of the men's basketball season. Only the game was a three-hour drive away in St. Louis. Rarely have so many people gotten together for what was really a big TV party. Four Jumbotron screens were aimed at a nearly solid orange fan base. And from their enthusiasm at tip-off, you could have sworn the game was at midcourt and not the remnants of last weekend's home show.
We thought it would be a good time to get together with all the other folks that are cheering us on instead of sitting in our own houses and cheering by ourselves.
Gene Ward came with a church group, but the Assembly Hall crowd was mainly made up of students who didn't have the cash or the class schedule for a trip to the Edward Jones Dome. But Tracy Vitkauskas didn't seem to mind.
We had the best seat. We're sitting right here on campus.
Crowd dynamics at a virtual basketball game are about the same as the real thing. When North Carolina charged ahead by 15 points, the crowd fell back too. When the Illini fought back to tie, things revived in the hall, as if the crowd was trying to yell through the monitors all the way to St. Louis. But ultimately, the result was not the desired result. 75-70 UNC, and the hall cleared out rapidly. Among the last there were Harold Watson, Caleb Henry, and friends.
We played a great game. I think we shot the ball around the three-pointer pretty well towards the end of the game, but
I wouldn't take away from the
shots weren't falling at the end, though.
This has been a great season. This has been a great season.
Great season.
When they come home today or tomorrow at 4:30, we'll be here with open arms.
Just like champions. They're champions down here, though.
It was a tough game today.
Driving north from the hall, you could see that many of the faithful wanted to join up with those in Campus Town, where dejected fans were streaming out of bars at about the same time. At times, the crowd reaction there wasn't so diplomatic. Students climbed light poles in the alma mater statue, firefighters responded to a number of dumpsters ablaze, and there were some arrests. But junior Sean Carey was much more charitable.
I mean, everyone thought this was going to be the year that we kind of erased the label as the best program without a national title, but I still think they'll be a competitive team next year, and especially with this fan crowd right here storming the quad. I mean, I still think Illinois's got the best home court advantage of all of college basketball.
The dejection was tempered by those who want to remember the 2004-2005 basketball season for the 29-game unbeaten streak, the breathtaking comeback for a Final Four berth, Saturday's win over Louisville to get where Illinois basketball had never been before. Even over the whir of a TV helicopter overhead on Monday night, Illinois loyalty can still be heard on campus. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.